Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. Applied behavior analysis, all while balancing the chaos of family life. I'm your host, Allie, ABCBA and mom of five who knows a thing or two about juggling it all. Today we're tackling a topic that many of us in the field experience but may not talk about enough is burnout. Whether you're a parent, a BCBA, caregiver, an RBT, burnout can sneak up on you and leave you feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. I want to share my own experiences, some strategies I found helpful, and hopefully we can make it through this together. First, let's talk about what burnout really is. According to the World Health Organization, burnout is a syndrome resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. It manifests in three main dimensions: feeling of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, and reduce professional efficiency. As BCBAs, we often put everything into our work, our time, our emotions, our passion. And while that's part of what makes us effective, it also leads to us hitting a wall. So how do we recognize the signs of burnout? For me, it started with feeling emotionally drained. It's something that I'm currently going through right now, especially recovering. Last week I was out with COVID and it definitely drained me. I have found myself when I'm in periods of burnout feeling less engaged with my clients and even with my family. During those periods, become irritable, have trouble sleeping, and often feel like just going through the motions. If you're not nodding along with us right now, you are not alone. I reached out to some fellow BCBAs and parents to see how they deal with burnout as well. Here are some strategies that I find particularly helpful. So one is to set boundaries. Learn to say no. It's okay to prioritize your mental health if you're feeling stretched too thin. It might be time to scale back on some of your commitments, whether that's at work or at home. Practice self-care. This might sound cliche, but self-care is essential. For me, it's about caring, just about 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day for yourself. And whether that's reading or going for a walk or just a quiet cup of coffee or just having some time for yourself is so important, especially if you're balancing that work and family life too. Seek support. Don't hesitate to reach out to colleagues, friends, or professionals. Sometimes just talking about it can provide some relief. I think that there's times where we just need to vent. I have a close network of BCBA friends who understand the unique pressures that we face, and I find it invaluable. Reflect and reassess. Take some time to reflect on what you entered in this field in the first what. Take some time with your why can help you regenerate your passions and help you overcoming those things of burnout. Now, I want to address the elephant in the room, the unique challenges faced with the parents in the field of ABA. As a mom of five, I can tell you that balancing work and family life is no small feat. It's easy to feel guilty about not giving enough to either side. Here's what I've learned. It's okay to lean on your support system, whether that is your partner, your family, friends, and remember your best is enough. Some days will be better than others, and that's perfectly normal. So I want the listeners out there to just take away that burnout. It's totally normal, whether it's you're a parent or a provider feeling burnout. It happens to the best of us. This week has been really rough with adjusting to school schedule. Adjusting to any kind of change is really hard, getting over being sick. And honestly, like, our jobs as parents and ABA providers is tough. It's a tough job. And sometimes we are our own worst critics, and finding that work-life balance is so important. And I am very guilty of, I need to get a reassessment done, so I'm going to stay up all night and work on it, etc. So sometimes there is a need for pressure. There's a need to get things done. There's deadlines that we have to meet, but we also need to make sure that we're taking time for ourselves. So even if it's 10 or 15 minutes or a day and we're just sitting enjoying that cup of coffee or just having some time for ourselves. I also can tell you that with my own kids, I have a pretty neurodivergent household, and also, a 7-month-old can be draining. And I just want to remind the listeners, but also for myself, that this is really important. The self-care piece, so important. And another thing I started doing is through meditation, just taking a time to just sit, meditate. I put on some music and I just sit in nothingness and it helps me reset. So find out what helps you, whether that's journaling or talking to other people. It's essential to our field, that self-care piece, because we can't put on someone else's oxygen mask if we don't have our oxygen mask on first. So before we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a few affirmations to carry with you throughout your week. And this is for myself as well. I am doing my best and that is enough. It's okay to take a break. My mental health matters. I am not alone in this journey. Thank you so much for joining me in this important conversation today about burnout and the ABA field. Remember, it's okay to ask for help and prioritize your well-being. If you found this episode helpful, please share with a friend or colleague who might need to hear it. Don't forget to subscribe to ABA Mom for insights, discuss balancing ABA motherhood.